Honey? Oh, I'm sorry. Were you asleep? I knew you were asleep. I have to confess something to you. Well, remember a few weeks ago when we were having sex and you were telling me about that fantasy that you had? Yeah, that one where I had sex with another man. Well, I feel terrible. I don't know exactly how it happened, but 2 nights ago when I said that I was going out with Janet, I mean, I did go out with her, but we ended up at this bar and I got kind of drunk, and I think you remember when I got home, you were already asleep, and I told you that, you know, I had just gotten a little bit too drunk, but that wasn't the truth. It wasn't the truth. I have to be honest. I met this man and I did something really, really bad. I know. I would never mean to betray you. I think it was just partially the whole discussion we had. It was honestly, it was really hot. And I think when I saw him there and he started flirting with me and he was buying me drinks, and I mean, he was really handsome, honestly, and really tall and just gorgeous, honestly. I don't know what came over me. It was probably the alcohol, but you know, I think it was also the conversation that we had. You want me to tell you about it? I mean, I don't know if I should. I want to confess to you, but I don't want to make anything worse. Oh, wow. I'm not sure I was expecting that. Is that your cock pressing up against me? Wow. Okay. Maybe you were more serious than I thought about that fantasy. Okay. All right. So here's what happened. Janet and I were there. We were drinking. We were talking. And like I said, this guy bought me a drink. I looked up. He said his name was Scott. He was really cute. He kind of reminded me of my boyfriend I had in high school. Remember the one I lost my virginity to? Yeah, him. And he started talking to me. And at first I was kind of cold, but I don't know. He was really sweet and he was sexy. And he put his hand on my thigh. And at first I kind of froze. Like, I wasn't really sure what I should do, but it felt really good. And I was wearing that, you know, that black dress I have, and it slides up really easily. And his hand was just like right in between the fabric and my thigh. And I could feel it on my skin. And it just felt really good. And he kind of dug his fingers in a little bit. And I should have told him to stop. I mean, he knew I was married, but I just didn't. And then the next thing I knew, his hand was kind of creeping up closer and closer to my pussy. I mean, it wasn't there. It was just on the top of my thigh. And Janet was talking to me, but I couldn't even hear her anymore because I was just so focused on his hand. In fact, I don't even know what he was saying to me. He was just talking about something, but I couldn't even concentrate because his hand was getting so close to my pussy and I could feel how wet I was getting, and I was so embarrassed and I wasn't sure what to do. And then I just remember he whispered in my ear that we should go to the bathroom. And of course I was like, no, you know, of course I thought, no, I'm not going to do that. But I don't know. I said, okay. And, you know, Janet was kind of engrossed with her own conversation. And I was just said, okay, I'm just gonna like run over to the bathroom. And he followed me, and I went into the bathroom at the bar, and you know, it's one of those ones where there was nobody else in there. And the bar wasn't really even that crowded. So I don't know. I mean, there was part of me that worried somebody was going to try to come in, but he knocked and I let him in. And I mean, the next thing I know, I was just pushing him up against the door and I was kissing him. Like I was a crazy woman, to be totally honest. I was just all over him. And he was really, really into it. I mean, he was pushing his tongue into my mouth. He grabbed my neck. And normally I don't like that thing, but I did. I really liked it. He grabbed my throat and he kind of pushed me up against the door and he was kissing me really passionately, and his hand went back underneath my dress. And by that point, I'm going to be honest, I was totally soaked. And he said it. He said, wow. He said, you are really, really wet. You're really horny. And I was so embarrassed, but I was so turned on. And I grabbed his cock on top of his pants, and he was so hard. I mean, he was really, really hard. I mean, if I'm being really honest, his cock was really big too. I mean, I don't want to say if it was bigger than yours or not. I mean, I don't know. I mean, maybe it was. I mean, it was really thick. It was really thick. And he was just doing a really good job kissing me. And his hand was rubbing my pussy. And he had his thumb on my clit. And I was rubbing his cock. And he basically just said, I want to fuck you. He said, I just want to fuck you right here in the bathroom. And of course I laughed. I mean, I laughed. It was crazy. But I mean, the next thing I knew, I was letting him peel off my underpants. Like he just basically pulled them down on the floor and he hiked my dress up and I let him. And I don't exactly know what came over me, but I pulled off his belt and I got down on my hands and knees and I pulled his pants down and I started to suck his cock. I was sucking his cock in the middle of this bathroom in the bar, and I was terrified somebody was going to come in, but I almost couldn't even pay attention because I just wanted his cock in my mouth so bad. And I'm going to admit, I sucked his cock like, I don't know if I've ever sucked a cock like that before. I mean, it was so thick and so big, and he kept leaking pre-cum. And honestly, my mouth was just full of his cock. I even rubbed it all over my face. It was just, I was so hungry for it. I don't know. And then he was groaning and he put his hands on the back of my head and he forced my mouth down on it. And I mean, if you had done that, I mean, there's no way I would have done that. There's just no way. But I don't know. For him, I was like a slut. I was just this cock-hungry slut. And I took it in my mouth and I let him push my head down on it until I was basically gagging. And then he pulled me up and he must have been really strong because, I mean, we've never done this, but he essentially like picked me up off the floor and he started fucking me. I let him. I just let him. In fact, I didn't just let him. I wanted it. I really, really wanted it. I was sort of half off the ground and he was fucking me. And I was just so close to coming, except that I didn't have any stimulation on my clit. And finally, I had to tell him because I wanted it so bad. His cock felt so good inside me, but I just knew I wasn't going to come unless I had some stimulation on my clit. And so I just kept saying, please, please. And he kept saying, please what? And I kept saying, please, I just want to come. Please let me come, please. And he laughed at me. He laughed. And he finally said, okay. He said, I'll let you come. He's like, but you're going to bend over for me like a good girl. And you're going to let me fuck you hard from behind. And he basically frog marched me over to the sink and he just bent me over it. And then he fucked me again. And he used his fingers on my clit. And they were soft. His cock was hard, but his fingers were soft. And I was so wet. And every time he pounded into me, I just felt closer and closer. And then this is where it gets, like, even, I don't know, weirder. He basically said, he said, you're married, right? And I said, yeah, I am married. And he said, what would your husband think if he knew that a stranger was fucking you in the bathroom stall of a bar right now? And when he said that to me, I came really, really hard, because I imagined you there. I imagined you watching me get fucked hard by this big, strong man, like a slut, like a dirty slut in the bathroom of this bar, doing things to him that I never let you do to me. And I liked them, and I liked knowing that you were watching. I liked thinking about you watching, and whether you would be turned on or angry or jealous or all of those things. And I imagined that maybe you couldn't even do anything but watch, that all you had to do was watch, and you couldn't leave, and you had to look at it, and your cock would be so hard. And you would be so embarrassed and jealous, but you would also be so horny and wishing that you could be the one to fuck me like that. Is that what you wish? That you could be the one to fuck me like that? Is it?